Food Bank for New York City released an alarming report today on the state of food pantries and soup kitchens in the five boroughs. Over the past 5 years, the city's emergency food network has shrunk by 25%, while demand has increased 60%. And then Hurricane Sandy happened, putting yet more strain on the emergency food system. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
At the Intercontinental Hotel in Midtown New York today, members of the Food Bank for New York City released a report on the state of the city's network of emergency food organizations. The Food Bank for New York City is an umbrella organization for a network of community-based member programs in the five boroughs, providing 400,000 free meals a day to New Yorkers in need. Trader Stampus is the senior director of government relations at the Food Bank, said the survey was begun in 2011 and ending in 2012 and received over 90% participation by food pantries and soup kitchens in their surveys.
We know that the Great Recession increased need. The poverty level in New York City right now is 21%. That is 13% higher than it was before the recession started. Unemployment is still at almost double pre-recession levels, and the cost of food and other basics has continued to climb throughout the recession and the recovery. So our food stamp participation rate is more than 60% higher right now than it was before the recession hit. We also know that the stagnant recovery has drained the safety net of resources. Private funders and public support reduced after the onset of the recession. There was a real influx of donations and resources and bolstering of government programs. Congress passed the Stimulus Act, which raised food stamp benefit levels, expanded unemployment insurance, increased emergency food funding, and the like. That level of support, those resources have been exhausted to a great extent, and private funders find themselves in a weakened financial position and have not been able to sustain those high levels of need. And frankly, they're being told that we're in a recovery since June 2009, and so perhaps the perception of need is no longer what it was. We have lost emergency food funding since the start of the recession, including the 11 million meals lost out of the federal emergency food assistance program. So what has been the outcome of these competing pressures, increased demand and decreased resources? Our food network has shrunk. In 2007, there were 989 food pantries and soup kitchens in New York City. Today, there are 742. That is a loss of 247 food pantries and soup kitchens in New York City since the recession started, a 25% smaller safety net than before the recession hit.
But Stampus says the number of visitors are growing. More than three quarters of food pantries and soup kitchens are seeing an increase in the number of visitors, and many for the first time, which is causing food shortages. This past year, 63% of the pantries and soup kitchens had shortages, a 20% increase from 2009.
Because the resources that fuel the emergency food network are not at all connected to the demand for emergency food. We have seen not just the supply of food decrease, but also the hours of operation not able to be responsive to need. So 66% of food pantries and 75% of soup kitchens reported that their hours stayed the same despite increased need or went up and down. Only 23% reported that they were able to increase their hours of operation. And importantly, emergency food providers have less staff to do the work that they do every day. 68% of food pantries and 66% of soup kitchens in New York City today have no paid full-time staff. Even fewer have paid part-time staff. In 2007, roughly half of food pantries and soup kitchens had at least one paid staff person. So this is a much different picture that we're seeing today.
But Stampus says there's some good news. More pantries and soup kitchens are able to distribute fresh fruit and vegetables, and emergency food providers are able to help the 1.5 million New Yorkers who use their services to find out about the food stamp program SNAP and take advantage of free tax services. The report comes with recommendations for improvement.
State and local emergency food assistance programs have not changed their funding in response to new need. In fact, the state's hunger prevention and nutrition assistance program has lost funding in successive budget cuts since 2008, which was a high water mark in terms of its funding, but we are now about $4 million short of where we were in 2008. And the city's emergency food assistance program has been flat funded, and at a time of rising food costs, the same dollars are buying less food. We want to improve and expand TFAP in the Farm Bill. This year's Farm Bill in Congress provides an opportunity to correct what we consider an important design flaw, which is that when agricultural markets are strong, the USDA does not have the authority to buy additional food to direct into the emergency food supply. And what we've seen this past year, and this is what accounts for the 11 million meals lost, is a strong agricultural economy happening while other sectors of the economy are very weak. So even though there are still high levels of need for emergency food, the mechanism for the USDA to direct more food into the emergency food supply is not there. And we're asking that the city expand access to universal school meals in public schools. This is a federal program that would provide full federal reimbursement for school meals in high-need schools. We believe this is a better way to bring resources into the school food budget than charging public school parents an extra dollar per child per lunch, as has recently been proposed by the Bloomberg administration. And of course, addressing the root causes of hunger, poverty, with living wage jobs, affordable health care, and affordable housing.
One of the community-based food programs is the River Fund of New York, which operates in Queens, but once a week a cart goes to Coney Island. The program is run by Swami Durga Das.
We were out yesterday with baby food and diapers and formula, which was extremely needed, is extremely needed. You know, I thought, how do we continue to this week? And I thought, you know, all I can do is beg the food bank for more food and get a larger van to go out and do more service, because this is clearly not over. This is something that we're in the duration of, and it needs all the support from every level, from the government to the food bank and to all those private donors, just to keep supporting, because there are a lot of people that are hurting.
During question time with reporters, Marguerite Purvis, the president and CEO of the Food Bank of New York City, said they're worried about next month as they'd already borrowed food from the city and state services to cover the needs of Hurricane Sandy.
We need cash, and we need cash for this one reason. A dollar at the food bank buys five meals because we're able to leverage group purchasing that covers 1,000 charities and schools. There's not a grocery store in New York City that you can get me a meal for a dollar. So that's what we need. The other part is we actually do have now disaster budget. And a part of our disaster budget, which is always the case with Food Bank, would be grants to these member agencies that you see here. For I think majority of the budget is for food, obviously, but we do want to put money out there to help these members recoup some of their costs. Because again, we already know they're about to get hit next month. I'm kind of giving them this news as I'm giving it to you, because that's where the food came from. But also, there's been damage. We've got to help those member agencies who are in Far Rockaway, who are in Coney Island. We've got to help them get back on their feet. That's important.
And Swami Durga Das spoke to us after the press conference about what the devastation had been like in Coney Island when he went there.
Well, I was at 9/11 on 9/12. We were fortunate enough to have a large restaurant company actually provide us with the food to bring if we would bring it. So we were there with the electrician unit and the firemen. And not that this was the same feeling, because obviously it was different. That was worldwide. That was a disaster of a different level. But it still gave me some kind of internal pain that equaled itself to that moment in some regards, that lives were lost. I mean, there were, you know, not to the same capacity, but there was something devastating about it, that losing a whole community in Breezy Point, all their homes, you know, going down where we knew people there. And just that devastation, that it was so impacting. As we went down yesterday, I still had the same feeling. We went to Rockaway's, and literally the boardwalk is two blocks over. There is no boardwalk. There's a pile of sand. They've cleaned up it, and I have to commend the city. They've really cleaned up, and I'm getting the, you know, all the garbage out of the way, which is helpful just to give an semblance of some kind of border taking place, but you know, people are wandering around a little shell-shocked. I mean, we went online, this is 3 weeks later, there is no electricity, or no hot water, and, you know, and no heat, and they're still in that. And, you know, we're providing diapers and shampoo. She said, the shampoo is nice, but I'm going to have to do it in cold water, you know, so, you know, so it's, you know, it's still on that level of 3 weeks later, just as kind of shocking and devastating.
For more information about the Food Bank New York City, check out the website foodbanknyc.org. Purvis said the effects of Hurricane Sandy will be felt for the next 18 months. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.